USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
8 people were killed Wednesday when a gunman opened fire at a light rail yard in San Jose. The shooter, identified as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy, was an employee at the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority facility. The Santa Clara County Sheriff says they also found explosive devices in the building. Officials say Cassidy is among the dead. They believe he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. No clear motive has been identified. Officials say the victims ranged in age from 29 to 63. One person was injured and is hospitalized in critical condition. And Amazon founder Jeff Bezos will step down from his role as the company's chief executive in July. Bezos made the announcement during Amazon's annual shareholder meeting Wednesday. He will transition to lead the company's board as executive chairman. The head of Amazon Web Services, Andy Jassy, will take over as CEO on July 5th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Italian police have made several arrests in the case of a cable car accident over the weekend. Lance Pry reports.
In a follow-up, Italian police arrested 3 people Wednesday in the cable car disaster that killed 14 people on Mount Monterone in northwestern Italy. Interrogations revealed workers on Sunday placed a fork-shaped clamp on the emergency brake to deactivate it as a patchwork repair. Without any brakes, witnesses say after the lead cable broke, the cabin reeled back down the hill until it hit a pylon and pulled off the cables, falling 50 feet. The lone survivor, a 5-year-old boy, remains hospitalized. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And AAA says this weekend will be huge for travel. More than 37 million Americans are expected to hit the road over the holiday, a 60% increase from a year ago. However, that is still nearly 6 million fewer travelers than before the pandemic. The travel group notes that the number of travelers may fluctuate, as a surge in COVID cases in an area may cause some to stay home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Members of the House Border Security Caucus visited the southern border earlier this week as the number of illegal migrants entering the country continues to rise. The White House is also asking for more funding to deal with the crisis as part of its fiscal year 2022 budget request. The administration will ask for more than $1 billion for border infrastructure improvements and to strengthen security at ports of entry. Representative Jim Hagedorn is a member of the House Border Security Caucus and says that one thing the administration needs to do is let Immigration and Customs Enforcement do their job. The Minnesota Republican tells Newsmax TV that there are more than 1 million illegal immigrants with deportation orders that ICE cannot currently go after.
The detention facilities that ICE used to have that were filled in many states, including like in my district in Minnesota, are almost empty. When Biden put out pretty much the moratorium on deportations, it was a travesty. Look, there are people in the United States that aren't supposed to be here. A federal judge in more than 1 million instances has ruled that people need to be deported. That's 1 million folks that are roaming around with a deportation order. ICE needs to be able to do its job. But President Biden and the Democrats, they don't want that to happen.
And Mickey Callaway has been suspended by Major League Baseball and fired by the Los Angeles Angels after an investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct. In a statement, MLB said that Callaway violated the league's policies and would be placed on its ineligibility list. The Angels later announced they were letting Callaway go from his position as pitching coach. 5 women accused Callaway of inappropriate behavior during his time with the Angels, Cleveland Indians, and New York Mets. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.